begun to notice people traveling along the western border of the mists. It appeared they were searching for weak spots in the enchantment. I ordered the hunters to observe them from within the mists. One night, a hunter got close enough to overhear them talking. The news wasn't good, my lord. They were mercenaries, hired by Count Stonek.
Okay, Richter said. So how did we get to having prisoners? Did the hunters attack?
Randolphus nodded. One night, our hunters did shoot at them, hoping to thin their numbers, or at least frighten them away. The mercenaries started firing back blindly into the mists. At least one was a magic user. Our people had to avoid both arrows and offensive magic. One of the hunters was struck in the shoulder by an errant crossbow bolt. The injury was not life-threatening, but after that, I ordered our people to simply observe. The truth is, my lord, our hunters were not equipped to attack a well-armed force. They continued to follow them from inside the enchantment. After a few days, two of the mercenaries wandered into the mist and became lost. The hunters were able to capture them.
Good, Richter said in a strained voice. His tone barely concealed the truth. He was pissed. It apparently wasn't enough that the Count had both emotionally and physically savaged Isabella. It wasn't enough that he actively partook in the slave trade. No, Count Asshat apparently now felt the need to come after a few non-humans that had escaped his clutches. Richter was furious that the man was threatening his people. Of course, if Richter were being fair, he would have to admit he had infiltrated the Count's home and spelled his guards and then robbed the noble blind. But on the other hand, the guy was a total asshat. Richter controlled himself. So, we caught a couple of mercenaries, huh? Well, I can't say that I'm completely surprised that the Count came after us. How many were there total?
I'm unsure as to the total numbers, but the hunter saw less than 10,
Randolphus answered. 10? Richter asked, confused. What was that supposed to do? Even if they could penetrate the mists, what did the Count think 10 fighters could do against 300 of us? Were they all very high levels?
I cannot speak to the capability of those that remained outside of the mist, my lord. Mage Zar knows a spell similar to your analyze skill, however. He was able to tell us that one of the trespassers was indeed a professed warrior, level 28. The man would have been formidable in battle. The other prisoner was underwhelming. She is only a girl at level 6 at that. Her name is Natoska, and she has been quite forthcoming. She said that she had been hired by the mercenaries to guide them through the woods. That is actually how the two found themselves in the mists.
What? Richter asked. A lover's quarrel?
Randolphus looked uncomfortable. Of a sort, my lord. I will tell you what we have discovered, but please bear in mind that the following information has been obtained from prisoners, and so should be held suspect. The warrior, Orvin, told us that the Count paid for a divination to find you. That was apparently unsuccessful, but he still had an article of Isabella's clothing. He was able to get a weak reading that she was in this general area of the forest. I am quite frankly surprised that he was not able to coerce our location from any of the ship captains that brought us from Eve. I can only surmise that the Count had not found any of them yet. But I digress. As I was saying, the mercenaries hired the girl as a woods guide, telling her nothing except that they needed to get to this general area. From what the guides said, the men were not kind once they were away from civilization. When she saw that the men were afraid to enter the mists, she took her chance to escape.
So the girl was a victim in all of this? Richter asked.
He felt a bit bad about his off-color joke now. I cannot say that definitively, my lord. All I know about her is that she arrived with a small company of invaders. That fact does not engender my trust, no matter what story of sympathy she tells.
Richter nodded. He wouldn't second-guess his chamberlain's instincts unless he had a damn good reason. It had not been too long ago that his lack of concern over the village's defenses had led to the bugbear attack, an attack that had left several of the villagers dead. He wouldn't be cavalier about the security again. Those goblinoid fighters had been more than a match for the average villagers. Come to think of it, how had his hunters subdued a level 28 warrior?
He asked that very question to Randolphus. Once the two were in the mists, the hunters simply followed them until they wandered deeper into the enchantment. When our people finally attacked, they were smart enough to use the magic to their advantage. They would take shots of opportunity at the warrior. He would try to attack one of our people, but the hunter would retreat until the enchantment took effect again. While he was chasing one,